You were talking about the ceilings of black and female, and you were first in many areas, but it all comes back, as you started at the very beginning, your mother killed I can't.
That's what she said.
And that stuck with you to this very day.
To this very day.
And you have fought on because there is no I can't in Loretta's mind.
No, there's no I can't in my mind. I will find a way. There is a way to accomplish whatever comes before me.
How would you like to be remembered?
I would like to be remembered as a person that family-oriented, love your family, God in the midst of all of that, that love for community. In every worthy endeavor, you try. I would like to be remembered as a person that worked for an understanding for the betterment of society. If I can accomplish that, then I will have worked for my family first. I have said thank God for my being and allowing me to serve. And so I'd like to be remembered for my service.
Tremendous service. You went through the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, segregation, integration, all of this that we've talked about. Yet today, 2015, here in Oklahoma, at the University of Oklahoma, we recently had fraternities on a bus and had a very ugly chant about race that was captured on video. There was an apology by the boy yesterday publicly. But do you think by now we would have gone beyond that? Is this going to continue on? You know, you can have rules, and I think you talked about it earlier. You can have rules. This is the way it is. Yeah, you have rights to go and do, to vote, all this. But what about our hearts?
That's right.
We haven't apparently changed hearts, and maybe we never will.
But I think when you get in a certain position, if you're in with the wrong group, and when I say that, you need to set goals for yourself. Who am I? Find out first who you are. Who am I? And Mama would tell us, and I told my children, if you're there in the midst of it, before it escalates, you can see it. You know that. Then you get out. Don't you be a part of that, because that's not you. Back to what I told you about my daddy saying, don't disgrace. You belong to me. You are blunt. You carry my name. You don't disgrace that. Somehow, when I saw that, they forgot they had parents or what kind of home did they come from.
You're talking about the University
yes.
of Oklahoma?
Yes.
When you saw that
when
chant.
When I saw that chant, where are they from? Where are you coming from?
Yeah.
Who did they belong to? Yeah. And did they know better than to get involved in that? I just thought for 2015, it was a disgrace. It was something that I would not have believed would have happened. And again, my daughter attended the University of Oklahoma, got her master's at OU. My granddaughter received her master's, and my son-in-law and my husband, Harold. We bought season tickets to the OU games. From the time that he retired from the military in 76 until he passed in 04. A lot of memorabilia that they sold, he bought it, and we supported the University of Oklahoma. That was very disturbing, and his apology, I accepted that. He said that he really didn't realize what he was doing. And that's a possibility.
You're saying the young man who was leading that racist chant, he said that he didn't realize what he was doing, which is kind of hard to believe.
Yes. He knew what he was saying.
Mm-hmm. And he knew what it meant.
Yes.
And he was putting down a race.
That's right. But then to say about hanging.
About a lynching.
Lynching.
And it just went so far. Probably came from an upstanding white family. Yet children do their own thing.
When they go off to college, and you got to really talk to them and stay close to them. You really got to stay close to them. It's a world. Yeah. It's a world. When I heard him speak, I felt a little remorse for him.
I think this is going to go on forever and ever because we're human beings.
Yes.
Anti-Semitism seems to be arising again in Europe, and Jews have been leaving and going to Israel. The fight between Palestinians and Jews. We're human beings, and it's going to continue. We just have to, apparently, fight it at different levels, but know that it's still here.
Yes.
It's probably here in a more refined way than when it was way back when, say, the 30s, 40s, and 50s. It's so refined now.
Yes, but that's why I said to you, I never forget who I am when I walk out that door. And so in saying that, I know that I respect my position. I respect Loretta, my family, who I'm attached to, who I'm representing. I respect that.
Well, now, as a result of this interview being recorded for generations to come, we now know who Loretta Young Jackson is. And I want to thank you so much for giving us this time. We just admire the work you've done in the community. And I guess one of your major legacies is standing right over here in the corner in that building that will live beyond your time.
Yes.
Because you had it refurbished, and it'll live on.
That's right. We hope so. And we'll continue to educate. The school will continue to educate.
Oh, sure.
Because when people come, they talk about this same thing that we're talking about now. A family, a man and his wife, and three boys came to the school. And one of them was a light-skinned black boy. He was dark enough. And two white boys. Sometimes I don't have to say a word. This woman told the story about before integration and what it was like during segregation, and said, do you know that you all couldn't sit in the same class? The black boy and one of the white boys was in the same class. She had adopted this black boy, and she gave that story. So it's just going to be a living history.
And those kind of lessons quell what has just recently happened, what we just talked about.
Yes.
Thank you, Loretta. It was my joy to visit with you.
Yes.
I admire you a lot.
Thank you.